again. This is the old. Good morning, man. Kermit Edney with program 142 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. It follows the same format as the great Frank Fitzsimmons historical series, so we simply call it Where Fitz Left Off. Today, a man named Yalmer. Most folks knew him as Luke. And he came to Hendersonville a month before WHKP signed on the air to take over Balfour Mills for Kimberly Clark. Back in 1925, Captain Ellison Adger Smythe retired from a variety of executive positions and moved at age 78 to his home in Flat Rock, which had been known as Rock Hill, but changed by Captain Smythe to the name of Connemara, which is a National Historic Site today as the home of Carl Sandburg. At the peak of his activities, Frank Fitzsimmons said Smythe served on the board of directors of 36 different corporations and 12 banks. In his retirement, Mr. Smythe saw the acute need for jobs for local people, and he then organized a brand new local textile plant called Balfour Mills. However, back in the 30s and 40s, there was a little bitty railroad station going into Balfour, and I can still remember seeing the sign on the station, Smythe. I thought it was Smith. Though the captain, as he was known, lived just shy of his 95th birthday, the mill was managed in later years by E.A. Smythe III. The Kimberly Clark Corporation negotiated the purchase of the mill and took over its operation October 1, 1946, just 24 days before WHKP signed on the air. Taking over as manager of the plant was H.T. Rendell, who everybody knew as Luke. The H stands for his Swedish first name, Hjalmar. Luke managed the plant here from 1946 to 58, when he was transferred to the home offices in Neenah, Wisconsin. He later was transferred to New York for an experimental venture with Kimberly Clark in partnership with the J.P. Stevens Company. When Luke left Hendersonville, he was succeeded by Bob Toms. Bob's specialty, when he and Liz lived in Neenah, was personnel relations, and his work involved traveling to the various Kimberly Clark plants around the world. He was known as the Chief Bargainer. Bob was moved from Hendersonville to a plant operated in Niagara, Wisconsin, and then Luke returned for a brief stint before he was made director of manufacturing for Kimberly Clark with offices in Neenah. Luke retired in 1971, and he and Nat first moved to Cashiers until the lure of Hendersonville drew him back here 13 years ago in 1983. After Luke left the second time, Don Gladiel was brought in to become plant manager and served until 1972, when he was succeeded by Bob Wick, who had been head of marketing for Kimberly Clark and Neenah. Earlier, Bob had been production manager at their plant in Memphis. Bob and Marie were here with the Berkeley operation for 10 years until 1982, when he retired. Now, in 84, Kimberly Clark was building a new plant in Lexington, North Carolina, and after being made aware of a totally new manufacturing concept that Wick had developed, the company did prevail upon him to come out of retirement only long enough to oversee the building of the new plant down in Lexington and to implement the new team concept in manufacturing. In the early days of American manufacturing, the mass production method had been devised, where workers stand at a single workstation and perform the same duty over and over again. I'm sure you remember in the I Love Lucy series the routine where Lucy and Ethel are on the chocolate candy production line. Bob Wick was a pioneer in the concept that workers be formed into teams, and that everybody on a team be qualified to do any chore of any other worker. He had theorized that individuals working together would be more apt to improve quality and production and could be better rewarded on an improved performance basis. He also theorized that this would eliminate the boredom of doing the same old thing over and over, day after day. So Wick put this innovative management concept into action in Lexington. It's now in place in virtually the entire Kimberly Clark operation. I also had the pleasure of knowing Dick Kimberly. He was the son of the chairman of the board of the corporation, which is to say that as chairman of the board of the corporation, Dick could do sort of whatever Dick wanted to do. He worked out of Atlanta for a while. I remember him calling me once from there about a PR problem, and I understand he's still active as a lobbyist for the company in Washington. But the most important aspect of the Berkeley story, the Kimberly Clark story, is that every one of these executives became totally active in all community activities, Luke helped organize the United Way, was its first president. Bob Toms, Bob Wick, Don Gladio were all active. As far as I can remember back, there was a Berkeley man serving on the board of trustees of Party Hospital. Right now it's Bill Altman. And when you call the roll of these men, all of whom were at one time or another general manager out at Balfour, they all, Luke, Bob Toms, Bob Wick, all of them, after serving elsewhere all around the world with Kimberly Clark, all of them returned to spend their retirement years in Hendersonville. Memories of the seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here with a good sense never to leave and with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda, as we begin the next 50 years.